Okay, join me as I show you some details about how to do the rocket dog exercise. Start with the kind of food that's going to be really appealing to your dog. You can use string cheese that's been pulled into lengths that can gradually be fed to your dog. Or you can use some frozen baby food like this container of squash. When you first start the exercise, work on a non-slip launch pad like a rubberized or carpeted mat. Here you can see the dog getting his main engine started as he gets one leg off the ground. Give your dog praise and a reward immediately when you see this or any progression of the exercise. Now here you see a failure to launch, and lots of dogs experience this as they stand up or fall to the side when first trying the exercise. In the very early stages, you can let your dog cheat a bit by resting one paw on your leg, but in a few days your dog should start to be strong enough so that you can back up and let him sit up on his own. Again, remember to give praise and treats for every small advancement. Watch your dog carefully. Now here we have Ignition with the dog managing to sit up with both front feet off the ground. You can see that he's quivering a little bit, he's trembling, and he's panting. This is actually a good sign, because this is a real workout for your dog's core.
When you're training this exercise, don't work your dog too hard. Once your dog tries and fails once or twice, quit work for that day and come back to the exercise at least 2 days later, after your dog's core muscles have had a little time to recover.
Now, your goal is to get the dog to do this exercise for a full 15 seconds. You can count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we have blast off.
Remember to have patience while your dog learns this exercise and gains the strength to be able to work to blast off. Just as we didn't get to the moon after a few days of work, it takes most dogs several months to get to the point of blast off. Also, never train this exercise 2 days in a row. Leave at least 1 day between training sessions to allow your dog's muscles time to recover. The next step is to have your dog stay in position for 15 seconds twice with a 5 second rest in between. Then 3 times. Once your dog is relatively stable in the sit-up position and can balance in that position for at least 15 seconds, it's time to start perturbing your dog's balance. That is key to working those ventral and lateral abdominals as well as the paraspinal or back muscles to overload. Now you'll see why we said to keep your dog nibbling on treats. To start off balancing your dog, move the treats from side to side, down and up, but not so high that your dog wants to jump up on its hind legs, and forward and backward, even in circles. Each time you move the food, your dog's core muscles will be contracting to maintain the upright position. So this activity will really increase the work they have to do. Next, you can push on the front, back, and sides of your dog's chest, first rhythmically, then irregularly. Then move the food with one hand and push on your dog with the other hand. At this point, just let your imagination fly. Think of all the crazy things you can do to offset your dog's balance. You can tug gently on an ear, tap the front feet, drop a toy so your dog is tempted to look down, make crazy noises, have a drone fly by, whatever you can think of.